Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Lorraine Heffernan from the parish of Ashburn Dunamore, where I've lived for almost 21 years now. And today I hope to share with you some of my experience as a lay person involved in parish life. As I begin, I'd like you to imagine the following Venn diagram and keep it in the back of your mind. If you could imagine two circles and put them side by side and intersecting with a common overlap, the first circle represents the ordained. The second circle represents the laity, and the common overlap, the space of intersection, is where we both meet. From my own experience, this space of intersection, where clerical and lay meet, is a very important and dynamic space. It is a space of serious conversation and serious exchange of ideas, of mutual support and common focus. Outside this space, each set immerses itself in its own particular sphere, the spiritual or the secular. Into this space we bring the whole of ourselves. I bring my individuality. I'm from a traditional Catholic family. I was educated by the poor servants of the Mother of God. I then chose the Catholic University, UCD, to pursue a law degree, and then to further from that and qualify as a solicitor. I'm a full-time stay-at-home mother to my five children, who are also involved in parish life. I was privileged to grow up in a time when the Catholic scenery of my life was valued and not the subject of ridicule. I'm a person who understands that the value of the gift of my faith is beyond measure, so much so that I can say that my faith is the centre force of my life. My stepping into the space of common intersection has afforded me the chance to really live my faith, to learn, to help others, to be encouraged, and to be encouraging. The areas of parish life that I'm engaged with include: I'm a minister for the word, I'm a member of the team that proudly coordinates our 80 altar servers, I've participated in a number of communion and confirmation programs, and encouraged others to participate by addressing gatherings of parents. I was a member of our parish pastoral council for 4 years, and I composed a seasonal webpage for our parish website called Your Space, a page aimed at our youth and designed to be spiritual, encouraging and reflective. Two of my children are altar servers, and two read the prayers of the faithful. When a lay person engages in this way, two important things happen. One, important work gets done. And two, the person is afforded the opportunity to properly live in community. From many quarters, we hear calls for greater lay involvement in the church. Pope Benedict's letter to the Catholics of Ireland, the summary findings of the apostolic visitation in Ireland, and Cardinal Brady's remark that there is a great need for the Irish Catholic community to make its voice heard. It seems that while the drums are banging the message out over the hills, we're standing looking into the sky, hearing the message, but not quite knowing what to do. We're hearing this message separately, as we stand in our own spheres with our own set. There's a need to step together into a common space and to begin a conversation. A respectful listening to and exchange of ideas with a purpose for progress. I've participated in these sorts of conversations in my own parish, and they've led to many positive outcomes, some of which I will relate in a moment. Words like radical change don't fill me with warmth or an openness to contribute. Radical change makes me afraid, a threat of an imminent severing of something, something unknown, causing me to shrivel and withdraw. On the other hand, entering an open conversation with a friend on a subject of mutual interest and very close to the heart of each is to enter a space of revelation that has the potential for blossoming into a great outcome. PPC is a good example of a space of common intersection. I found it a space of common purpose, deep respect, support, encouragement, vision and strength. It is not a space to be afraid of. When I was on the PPC, many, many conversations took place between our 12 lay members, our two priests and two lay missionaries. We had a huge array of experience and expertise. We were all engaged with the Christian message and willing to roll up our sleeves for 4 years and to do our best. Such a group is a very valuable resource. We had a conversation that led to the installation of beautiful Christian stained glass panels in the doors of our local community school's meditation room. We had a conversation filled with hurt, shock, compassion, and deep desire for positive progress that led to a parish meeting attended by over 60 parishioners. We had a conversation about media savvy that led to the sourcing of a media expert to come and teach us more, leaving us with skills in writing articles, press releases, and dealing with the media. Other conversations led to the development of our parish website, to the publication of our parish newsletter, and to contributing some articles to the Ashbourne News. In this space, I heard about people like Timothy Radcliffe, who also believes in the value of conversation, and I had the privilege of being given an opportunity to hear him deliver a keynote speech. In this space, I was given many interesting articles and papers to read. In this space, I got to better understand how our church operates at community, national, and international level. I also got to better understand the perspective of our wonderful priests, and I think that greater understanding worked both ways. So in this coming together, there emerged a space of deep respect, support, and encouragement for one another. The Christian family that we are was not an idealism, but a visible reality. In that space of support, encouragement, and effort, we stood together, shoulder to shoulder, with purpose, vision, and strength. Deep respect, support, encouragement, purpose, vision, and strength are valuable tools. These tools are available now to all parishes over Ireland. They are there, ready to emerge. There is a need to facilitate this stepping out, to allow both sets to emerge from our personal spheres into this dynamic space of common intersection. I was very heartened to read your agenda for today, to read your vision for a forum where the voice of the priest and the laity will be heard together. I believe you're on the right track. It's a tough time now to be breaking new ground. It's a time when both priests and laity seem left frozen rigid after all that has happened in our church. We're like hares in the spotlight, stunned and almost unable to move. But we must be courageous. We must step together and, in the comfort and reassurance of our common Christian purpose, begin to move again. You are proven men of courage. By the very fact of your ordination, you have proven that. And I want to encourage you to use that courage, to bravely begin that conversation and make a space in your parishes, a space that will allow all the things I have talked about to emerge. Everything is not wrong with our church. Everything is not right, but everything is not wrong. In his essay, "The Time of the End is the Time of No Room," Thomas Merton points to the announcing of our Saviour's birth to shepherds living in fields. The shepherds are apart from the hubbub. They are outside the mass movement of hundreds of thousands massing everywhere to be registered. The shepherds are not caught up in the melee of the group, so they can hear the message. This is an important idea. Karl Marx, in his manuscripts, holds the view that the stimulus for change needs to come from outside a group. The reason for this being is that the thinking of a group anesthetizes the thinking of the group members. Both Merton's and Marx's views point to a truth. That truth being that within our own spheres, we become settled and convinced in our own perspectives. We become immersed in our own noise. It is when we step out of that noise and into a space where we can hear something different that an opportunity to really hear something important arises. Because of this, when you think of it, we potentially have a really valuable system in the making. We have two spheres, each with its own different influences, each holding massive latent potential to positively and progressively transform the other. All that is needed is the creation of the space into which the members of each sphere can safely step. At parish level, I have experienced such spaces. They work. They are enriching and rewarding spaces, spaces of deep respect, support, encouragement, purpose, vision, effort and strength. I encourage you to pursue your vision for an assembly where the voice of the priest and the laity will be heard together. I have no doubt that such an assembly will yield much fruit and prove very worthwhile. It is such an honour for me today to stand here and share my experience with you. I'm heartened by your focus, and I hope that what I have said has been useful to you. We are all responsible for the care of the Christian message, for the care of our church. This is our watch. It is up to you and to me to do the best job we can. I leave you with Adam Rudden's words that appeared in the January 2012 edition of The Furrow, entitled Out of Print. In marginal moments, we see that this is not a proof copy. There are no corrections written in red ink. Typos are not encircled. This is our print run, the first edition and only edition we can publish of ourselves. Thank you.